At 11:15, they walked through the front door of the administration building, the same door they'd each entered years ago, and waited on the hot sidewalk for their ride. The van was driven by Wes and Chap, though they gave other names. They used so many. Joe Roy Spicer lay down on the back seat and covered his eyes with a forearm, determined not to see anything until he was far away. He wanted to cry, and he wanted to scream. But he was numb with euphoria, sheer, uncut, unabashed euphoria. The suddenness of the release had them rattled. The brethren knew so little, and the few things they knew, they didn't really believe. The pardons were a hoax. The money was nothing but bait. They were being taken away to be slaughtered, same as poor Trevor. The van would stop any minute, and the two goons up front would search their bags, find their dirty files, then murder them in a roadside ditch. Maybe. Finn Yarber sat behind the driver and watched the road ahead. He held his pardon, ready to present it to anyone who might stop them and tell them the dream was over. Next to him was Hatley Beach, who after a few minutes on the road began to cry. Not loud, but with his eyes tightly closed and his lips quivering. Beach had reason to cry. With almost 8.5 years to go, clemency meant more to him than his two colleagues combined. They inched through the traffic on Atlantic Boulevard, thoroughly enjoying every moment of the congestion. The weather was hot, the tourists were out, ladies with long bronze legs. They saw the seafood restaurants and bars with signs advertising cold beer and cheap oysters. When the street ended, the beach began, and they pulled under the veranda of the Sea Turtle Inn. They followed one of their escorts through the lobby, up to the 5th floor and off the elevator. Chap pointed them down the hall.
Mr. Argrow is in the corner suite. He's waiting.
Jack Argrow looked nothing like his brother. He was much shorter, and his hair was blonde and wavy, where his brother's was dark and thinning. It was just a casual observation, but the three noticed it and mentioned it later.